Today on Press TV, Syrian ambassador to the UN, Bashar Jaafari, has denied allegations that Syrian forces have used chemical weapons in recent months. Opposition activists have accused Damascus of carrying out a deadly chemical attack. The UN has confirmed that nearly 90% of Syria's chemical weapons stockpile has been removed or destroyed. The Syrian army is making more gains in the western city of Homs. Troops have recaptured the Jubal Jandali neighborhood there. Earlier, dozens of foreign-backed militants surrendered in the Homs countryside. Hundreds of militants have turned themselves and the rest of the city since the beginning of this year. Bahrain has expelled the leading Shia cleric from the country. Hossein al-Najati is the Bahraini representative for the Iraqi-based Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. He was responsible for collecting and redistributing religious donations on behalf of Sistani. Manama accuses Najati of not being transparent and says he did not have regime's official approval. Washington has rejected comments by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on the U.S. role in Ukraine's crisis. State Department spokesman Jen Psaki says Lavrov's remarks are ludicrous. Lavrov accused Washington of funding and running an offensive in Ukraine. He also said Moscow would respond if its interests are threatened. Violence continues to plague Iraq in the run-up to next week's general elections. On Wednesday, over a dozen people have been killed in a string of shootings and bombings. In the most significant incident, gunmen attacked a convoy of the Diyala provincial council in Mogadishu, killing him and two guards. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has fired the country's army chief. No official reason has been given for the dismissal of General James Hotmai. Some sources attributed the decision to recent setbacks in the north, where the army struggles against rebel forces led by former Vice President Riek Machar. Washington has expressed disappointment over a newly announced reconciliation deal between Palestinian groups. The deal has also drawn immediate fire from Israel, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu cancelling a scheduled meeting with Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas. Hamas and Fatah agreed to set aside 7 years of disputes and form a unity government. And a car bomb has gone off outside a police station in the capital, Nairobi, killing at least four people, including two policemen. There's been no claim of responsibility for the attack. The neighborhood is a Somali-populated slum which witnessed similar attacks in the past. Those are latest here on Press TV.